David is with me now in the studio, chair of the Trinity Theatre Club Committee. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, thanks for having me. Nice
That's
to be here.
My pleasure. So, staging a play called Moonlight and Magnolias at the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells, and that's on from the 25th to the 28th of February. Yep. A fast, funny, clever play about five crucial days in the making of Gone with the Wind. Yes. Now, depending on our ages and who's listening, if you've not seen the film, you must.
Yes.
But the fact that it's the build-up to the actual film, how long has this been in the making?
Well, the play was written by Ron Hutchinson, who's a playwright from Northern Ireland. He's also won Emmys for American TV work, so he's quite a name. And he wrote the play in 2004, and it's been staged a lot in America, and it's never been on the West End in this country, although it's been in regional theatre. And the idea for the play came from a story that he heard about an episode in the very turbulent making of the film, which was the point at which David O. Selznick, the producer, decided he didn't like the results he was seeing. So he fired the director, George Cukor, who was a big name in Hollywood, and threw out the screenplay, shut the movie down, which cost him $50,000 a day, and he called in a director called Victor Fleming, who was working on Wizard of Oz at the time, and Ben Hecht, who was a famous Hollywood screenwriter, called them into his office. And he basically locked them in his office for 5 days with him while they came up with a brand new screenplay. The complication being that Ben Hecht, the writer, hadn't read the novel. Therefore, he knew nothing about it.
Oh, really?
So the producer and the director ended up acting out scenes from the book for him to turn into movie scenes. So that's the basic of it. I mean, the story is true that they did do this in 5 days. But, of course, what went on in that office, nobody knows. So that's all speculation.
Yeah,
so there's plenty of opportunity for comedy and drama and tensions between the characters. And there's a lot more to it than just writing the screenplay. There's a lot of physical comedy and some great one-liners and some fantastic tensions between the characters. And there's some serious discussion about the whole presentation of America's past with slavery and the plantations and the Civil War, with Ben Hecht being something of a Jewish liberal New York writer who really isn't comfortable with the way it seems to glorify the South.
Okay.
But that's a...
So why Moonlight and Magnolias?
Well, it's a phrase that is commonly used in America as shorthand for the kind of idealized, nostalgic version of the Old South. You know, if you talk about plantations and plantation owners and slavery and the Confederate flag, and Moonlight and Magnolias is just a phrase that people understand, encapsulates that. So that's where that comes from.
Okay. In terms of making doing the play of such an iconic film, the cast, the time it takes to cast people to actually do that role, when did that start and how did that go about?
Well, the committee, we plan ahead. I mean, we have most of next year already planned because we have to apply for rights so early on and organise things. This was planned to be produced over a year ago, and it was planned for this slot. So the director's been working on ideas for a very long time. Auditions were held in November, and we started rehearsing early in December. So by the time we get on stage, we'll have been doing it for 3 months. Which sounds like a long time, but it's
well, not really. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, to get the cast and to audition and choosing the cast. How many cast members are there?
It's a small cast. There are four of us. There are three men and one woman. The woman who plays Selznick's secretary has a smaller part than the others, but she's so funny that every time she comes on stage, she upstages everyone else. And we know that she will get all the laughs because she's brilliant. But the other three, we're on stage pretty much the whole time through the whole extraordinary experience.
So what about the set in terms of the background? Because obviously when you go to a theatre, and so many theatres are very good in doing a backdrop and setting the scene. So what have you done about that?
Well, we have a professional set designer. A lot of people involved in Trinity are actually professionals. And she has designed a set, which is Selznick's very grand Hollywood office, with the full Art Deco decorations and a fantastic custom-built desk, and it's going to look very impressive. During the course of the play, of course, over 5 days, it becomes rather dishevelled because all we're eating is bananas, peanuts, and popcorn, and screwing up hundreds of pieces of paper. So, we talk about the destruction of the set as the play continues, but I won't go into too much detail.
No.
But the set is wonderful, and we have professional lighting design, professional sound design.
Great. And is it just in the evening, or do you have a matinee as well?
It's evening performances Wednesday to the Saturday at 7:30, and we also do matinees on the Friday and the Saturday at 2:30. So we do six performances in 4 days.
Okay, so that's the 25th to the 28th Feb.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And what else is planned for the Trinity Theatre this year?
The next production is a play called A Bunch of Amateurs, which is written by Ian Hislop and Nick Newman.
Ian Hislop,
which
okay.
was filmed some years ago with Burt Reynolds and Derek Jacobi in the cast. And it's comedy, as you expect from Ian Hislop, about a washed-up American action TV star who wants to do something more substantial, and is offered by his agent the role of King Lear at Stratford. When he gets there, he realises it's not Stratford-on-Avon, it's a little town in Suffolk called Stratford, and it's an amateur group, and much hilarity ensues. So that's coming up in the summer. And then we're following it in the October slot with Patrick Hamilton's Gaslight.
Okay.
Which is a great play, and of course the term gaslight is entered the vocabulary.
for
all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, next year is planned out, although I can't reveal too much about that.
Although
the February slot is going to be a big crowd pleaser, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can come back here and tell us about that during the course of the year.
I'd love to.
Okay, David. And where can people buy? Have you sold out yet?
Not yet. No. Tickets are selling well, but please do take the opportunity. There's an opening night offer of two tickets for £16 each. Normal prices are £20 for adults, £17 for concessions, 60 plus. £19 with a go-card, and they're available from trinitytheatre.net.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And we'll post that on our website as well. So
great.
People can log in and buy tickets via our website or via your website, our website, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great play. And the director has done a fantastic job of turning it into something quite magical.
Yeah. So. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
David, thank you for coming in.